Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good evening. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. We'd like to welcome you tonight. It's Thursday, November the 30th, 2017. We pray all is well with you and your home and your family, and we pray that God is continuing to bless you and strengthen you. Amen. Well, tonight we have a special guest coming on. We have Pastor Ronald Butler Sr., and he's from the Perfect Order Church, and we're going to be talking about a few things, an upcoming event that's coming up that we're going to share. And he's going to give us some background on that and let you know and encourage you to come out and join us for a fellowship, a time of fellowship and time come together. And for Christian, clean Christian entertainment. Amen. Amen. So tonight I'm going to be reading, start with scripture and prayer, and we're going to go right into our conversation tonight. I'm going to be reading from 2 Peter, chapter number 3, starting at verse number 8. 2 Peter, chapter 3. Starting at verse number 8. And the word of God says, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but is longsuffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all shall come to repentance." Father God, we say thank you today, God, for your grace and mercy you show us every day of our life, Lord God. We know that your word teaches us, oh God, that none of us is perfect, God, that all have sinned and come short of your glory. But yet, God, because you've loved us, oh God, you've made a way of redemption, you made a way of reconciliation through the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Father, continue to touch our lives, continue to move in our lives. Father, I pray for every husband, father, and son today, oh God, that God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, God, that whatever they're going through, whatever they're struggling through, God, whatever decision they must be made, oh God, the day, God, will hear a word from you today, oh God. They will hear a word that someone, God, you will send your ministering angels, God, you will send your ambassadors, God, that will speak life into their situation, Lord God. So, Father, watch over them and keep them, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, for those that are listening on this airline, on this airwaves today, oh God, on the internet, who are listening on the phone lines, God, I pray for their families, God, that you keep them, oh God, in perfect peace, God. Even this season of celebration, God, there are those of us, oh God, that may be still suffering, God. So we pray for your hand of grace in their lives, God. And God, for those of us, oh God, who have abundance and have prospered, but let's not forget the least of these, oh God, that we might be able to minister to them. And this is our prayer tonight in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen. Well, tonight we have Pastor Alexander Butler from the Perfect Order Church, and he's going to share us information about an upcoming event that he's doing here. We want to support. Well, I'm just going to bring him on and let him share and let you and keep you informed and filled in. Amen. Pastor Butler, can you hear me, sir? Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Praise God. How are you?
I'm excellent. First, let me thank you, Pastor, for taking time out of your schedule, because I know you got a lot going on, and but you took time out to join us tonight and share and be part of the program. So I appreciate that, and thank you for it. And then I just wanted to, you know, I know the things that you're doing out in the community and for the body of Christ, and I just want to acknowledge that and commend you for that, and continue and just say, you know, stay faithful, stay the course, because it's needed. It's needed in these times. And all that's going on, there's some of us who just have to stay the course of what God has called us to do and our purpose. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I sure will, sir.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's start. First of all, share with your audience. I know you've been on here before, but please share with the audience again who you are and about your church and your ministry.
My name is Ronald Alexander Butler. I am the pastor of Perfect Order Ministry. I like to call myself pastor/servant. I believe all pastors are servants, so I don't want to exclude that out of the title. That is the service that I provide to the people of God. Every year we do a play to raise money for the homeless and those people who are less fortunate in lower income communities. And it's not that we don't serve them throughout the remainder of the year, but the wintertime is when it's really hard. It's hard on us financially as a small ministry, but it's also hard on the people because, you know, in the summertime, you know, they could stay outside if they so chose to. But it's a little different in the wintertime, so I have a passion for people. It doesn't matter if they're in church or outside of church. I just have a passion for people. So some time ago, we were doing these prayer breakfasts, and we really couldn't get more than 100 people to come out. And I realized when we first started serving the body that 100 people wasn't driving enough money to help us finance getting tents and sleeping bags and pillows and comforters and rubber paddings for the homeless to sleep on and, you know, things of that nature, personal hygiene items. It wasn't enough financially to help us go through the winter. So God allowed me to, you know, be a little more creative, and I'm not taking anything away from the prayer breakfast, but we needed to be a little more creative, and I have a background in theater. And so I transitioned from prayer breakfast to small productions. And so we've been doing this for about 6 years now, and we went from 100 people attending our prayer breakfast to upwards of 600 people attending our plays. So I think I thank God for the creative edge that He has given me, where I don't have to run around and ask people for money, and but I can provide something creative, something that would really minister to people in a creative nature and accomplish our goal. So last year we had a production, and it was entitled "Church Hurts and Those Folk Are Crazy, I Quit." Well, this year is the part two. We weren't planning on doing a part two, actually. It was just an incredible response we got last year when we did part one. We figured we would just create a part two. So prayerfully, this part two will have just as much, if not more, of an impact spiritually as part one did. We got feedback from people who were in attendance, and they shared with us how their mindsets changed towards God, how their hearts changed toward their relationships, and they went back home and they fought for what they had once given up on. So, you know, this is true ministry. Yes, you know, we're going to laugh and have a good time, but this is truly ministry first for me. So this year, our Church Hurts and Those Folk Are Crazy, I Quit Part 2 is going to be at the Church of the Redeemer of the Lord. And that is 4321 Old York Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21212. It's going to be Friday, December the 8th at 7:30 p.m. For ticket information, you can go to www.loveworks.org. That's www.LOV, the number 3. WORKS.org. And if you go on the website, you will also be able to see some of the clips from the previous productions that we've done over the years to raise money. And I must say, we've had incredible responses for this branch of ministry. And I'm saying this branch of ministry because our production ministry is just a part of a whole. So, you know, they're separate by name, but as far as the vision is concerned, it's one vision. And the vision is to really demonstrate acts of love to God and to demonstrate acts of love to His people. So we're really looking forward to having a tremendous impact once again as the Spirit of God continues to manifest in us and strengthen us and increase us. We pray that that's able to flow from us to the listening audiences that are there when those time comes. So prayerfully, we'll have a successful production once again.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Amen. You know, I've been to I think I missed the first one, part one, but then I attended the second play about Hosea. And that's when we first physically met each other. Amen. That was a good one. So,
yeah. You know,
that was very good.
That production was a major, major challenge for us. And I'm really glad that was the one that you attended. It was a major challenge But that was so inspiring, so inspirational to so many people in their homes, because a part of this production here is we want to deal with the things that people can't freely talk about without being judged, the things that they just can't go inside of their church buildings and express because it's not anyone else's business. So many people are going through in their marriages with infidelity, and we didn't know it was as great as it was. But our perspective, we're trying to learn the true perspective and nature of God so that whatever we do it from the perspective of God and the proper interpretation of his word versus what someone taught us and how they think we should flow. And so when we laid out the platform with Hosea, it was a massive outpouring of spirits. Their spirits were open and longing for healing and restoration. And I believe through that story, so many people were restored, because the truth of the matter is many people that suffer and struggle in our day and age, things could always be worse. And once they saw what Jose and his wife went through, they kind of changed their perspective on their personal situation. And they said, if Jose can go back home and get his wife and get things right after she was physically with another man, then I can do the same. So my goal is to really increase spiritual intimacy among God's people and God. That's my goal with everything that I put my hands to. And I think we accomplished that with that actual production that you came out to.
Yes. Yes, amen. Yes, sir, amen. It was a blessing, and you're right. And I think that's one of the things that I just wanted to key on real quick for our audience. What you're saying is these are the things that what we're going to talk about is the things that you got to take home and apply it and see where you see. You're going to see yourself or your struggle in this play and knowing that it's just not you. But like the other play, like you said, it's going to encourage you. That, you know, you're going through it, but then, you know, God has a plan. Amen.
Praise God.
Well, Pastor,
Praise God.
I appreciate you taking time, and because I want to share, and I believe you minister in your ministry and what you're doing. And like I said, when we talk, I just want to get you on the air and put it out there. You can also go to Issues Christian Men's Talk, our Facebook page. You'll see the link there for the event. There's an event posting on Facebook. They give you the link for ticket purchases to the website. You can do it online.
Amen.
You can call. You can, you know, reach out to me. I know a guy in Baltimore who will bring you the tickets. You don't have to wait for them electronically. So we have a strategy. We have a strategy. You don't want to do the electronic. We'll come pick up your cash. Amen. But again, you go on the website. You reach out to us, send a message, and because I encourage you to be there. I encourage you to bring your family. For my couples out there, you know, we talk about date night. You know, stop going to Golden Corral. This is something else to go to date night. And then you ain't got to go to the movies. This is something else. It's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be, you know, you're going to get a lot. And you're going to be in fellowship with the saints. And you never know who you might run into there. For those of you who ain't never met me live and in person, I'll be there. Pastor will be there. You have to even recognize him because he's probably in the play somewhere. He's not the star, I can tell you that right now. He won't be the lead, but he'll be in the play. So you can see if you can recognize his voice. Amen. I'm not going to go there right now, but Fast was in the play, but he's not the star. He's not going to be the lead. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And this is really beautiful because for those of you who are actually listening right now, don't second guess whether or not you should come. I want you to come out. I believe everything for the believers are done in a very divine nature. Our steps are truly ordered by the Most Holy One. And make this an evening of restoration. Make this an evening of love, the fulfillment of the love of God inside of you and inside of your situation. We can always use more. So if there's a long drive that you're faced with, make it something beautiful. Healthy conversations, a delightful evening with the one that you love or someone that you just want to hang out with for the evening. Come on out. Your time I can assure you it won't be wasted. And I'm not trying to sell what we do. That's not what I do. But I am trying to assure you that financially your money is going to a very worthy cause, because there's so many people out there who don't have the luxuries that we have. And when you see them on a regular basis and you engage them, you know that there's nothing, absolutely nothing different between you and them. And if it were you out there, and you would really be in need of people supporting and going the extra mile and putting aside their busy schedule for a moment, because they need us. And they are our brothers and sisters, no matter how you slice that pie. So don't let anything hinder you and stop you. If you hear this, just understand that it's divine. There's something in this production that's really going to bless your moment and your life. And I pray that you have the courage, the faith, and the bandwidth to make it out and really receive the Word of God in a creative form. That's all we're doing. It's still the Word of God. We're just delivering it in a very creative nature. We need our brothers and sisters to come out and support, because there are so many people here in Baltimore who need our help. I mean, we feed over 100 men every week, and it's not enough. It really isn't. I pray that we can get to the place where we can feed 100 men every day of the week. They have to eat every day, and we just can't handle that load right now. But it's through the support of my brothers and sisters like you that will really help us get to the place where we can feed men and women, and can open up another shelter for women and children to add to the one that we have. We're really trying to do the work of God, and God did not intend for us to do everything alone and isolated. You know, unfortunately, the day and time which we live in is almost like churches have become so territorial. And we want to break that. There's one true church, and it's not a denomination. It's a faith. It's those who worship in spirit and truth. And I pray that we can begin to create a movement to really break that, where we can all come together and worship the Most Holy One and serve our brothers and sisters. We cannot forget to do that. I like to look at, you know, the New Testament and the book of Acts. If you really read Acts, you'll see exactly how God intended for the church to be. And it was one that the people weren't for themselves. And whatever you had as a possession, you never said it was your own, but you brought the possessions to the community, to the church. And everyone had all things in common, and no one lacked anything. We are different in the era that we live in. We're different. We do just the opposite. We make everything about ourselves first, and then we give the leftovers to those individuals who are less fortunate. And I want to challenge the body of listeners this evening. For those of you who do that, I pray that you get stronger and deeper in your faith, where you can esteem others as greater and trust God for what you have left over to go above and beyond. And God can do miracles. He operates in the exponential. He doesn't operate in addition and multiplication. So if you have $200 left over, he operates in exponential. It can become $2,000. It can become whatever you need it to become. But you just have to trust him for yourself while you're allowing him to use you to be a blessing to others. So prayerfully, I will get to meet you. I hope and pray that I get to meet you. Just let me know that, you know, it was on this broadcast where we were introduced, and I pray that we can have a long-term relationship as we are here on earth to serve the purpose of God and God alone.
Amen, sir. Thank you, sir. And again, you know, I encourage those folk out there, come out, go to the website, get your tickets, come out for a time of fellowship. God can use this play to stir something up in you, so he can use you to stir something up in someone else. Pastor,
amen.
I appreciate you, sir. I thank you for your...
It's the least I can do.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate it, and I'm mindful of your time, so I do appreciate you coming on. If you could, you can close us out with a prayer and just give your information one more time for those who might have been late,
sure,
with pencil and paper, how they can reach out to you. And then could you please pray us out?
Okay, beautiful. Once again, the The name of the play is Church Hurts and Those Folk Are Crazy, I Quit, Part 2. There's information on Heaven 600 AM, 106.1 AM, 88.9 FM. That's 106.1 FM. We're broadcasting on all three of those channels. You can also go to the website, which is www.lov3works.org. That's loveworks.org. And the production is at the Church of the Redeemer of the Lord, 4321 Old York Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21212. It's Friday, December the 8th, and it's at 7:30 p.m. We pray that all of you are able to come out and fellowship with your extended brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us pray. Father God, how grateful we are once again to be a part of the land of the living, for you have considered us another day. I pray to God that none of us take this moment for granted. I pray that you strengthen us and bless our minds. Give us the peace once we serve you. Make us uncomfortable when we're not considering you. Continue to protect us in the midnight hours when our eyes are closed and our backs are turned and all forms of hurt, harm, and danger could take place. But it's because of your grace and mercy that you continue to keep us, God. Allow us to fulfill our purpose in this life, in this time. Allow us not to forget you. Allow us not to ignore the leading of your Holy Spirit. We truly adore you and appreciate every moment that we have in existence. And we pray that we will glorify your name, that you may be pleased with us, strengthen us, and expand us, God, beyond where we are, that we may see the things that we could not see on yesterday, that we may pray in spiritual warfare and know that everything that we speak has impact in the spirit realm. Strengthen us, God, so that we can learn how to operate outside of our fleshly thoughts and our fleshly movements, God, but operate in a divine realm so that we can understand more and more the preciousness of your word, God. Give us peace in your word and understanding. Help us to operate in the trueness of wisdom and help us to worship the very thing that you required of the children of Israel when you delivered them from Egypt, was for them to worship, but they never got around to truly worshiping you. Strengthen us, dear God, our minds and our spirits so that we will not make the same mistakes as the children of Israel made, but that they can be an example for us for the things that we should do and the things that we should not do. And we know that you require us to worship in spirit and truth, and I pray that you get us to the place, God, that we will open up our hearts and yield our members to you so that we will worship you in spirit and in truth. We are most grateful. Strengthen us and give us favor that we may continue to abound out there in the streets helping your people. I pray that we cast the proper light on them, that you may be pleased with us. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Let us all say amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. This has been Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Fong. We're here with Pastor Alexander Butler from Perfect Order Church. God bless you and have a good evening. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you as well, sir. I see you soon, sir. Blessings.